Now, before we begin, I'm about to say some horrible things to you. You're into it, I'm into it, there's absolutely nothing wrong here. If something gets to you, or you start to feel uncomfortable, you're more than welcome to turn it off. I don't mind. I'm also going to say some nice things to you. I wouldn't say that I don't want to hurt you, but I don't want to do any permanent damage. If things go really well, you'll feel better about yourself by the end. So take a deep breath, relax, and make sure the door is locked. You are a disgrace, seriously. You're a pathetic little boy who gets off on being reminded of this fact. You have a desperate craving for being hurt. And let's be honest, you deserve it. Get that little dick hard for me. Oh, is that it? Seriously, are you fucking with me? You've gotta be joking. Okay, fine, whatever. No wonder you're listening to this. Start stroking. Look, I don't know anything about your dick. It's probably fine. Keep jerking, by the way. You are much more receptive when you're horny. If you enjoy hearing about it being a small little thing, who am I to argue? You deserve to enjoy yourself. It's a little weird to get off to having a girl rip your heart out and stomp on it. But if you enjoy it, I enjoy it. It's fine. Just remember that it doesn't define you, okay? You're a virgin, aren't you? Just jerking away, wasting your time and your life, eroding your pathetic little dick. At least you're not wasting anyone else's time. That's sort of sweet of you. Imagine yourself stuttering to that cute little girl, you know. Take her attention away from her friends. Really just lowering the average happiness on earth. Honestly, you're probably creeping here letting your eyes wander all over her, her silky hair, her smile. Not that it's for you. Her breasts, totally off limit. Shall I keep going? Fine, whatever. I'm sure you'd love her ass on you anywhere. Don't eye her legs either. They're for getting away from you. You know what? You should just stare at the ground whenever you're near a woman you find attractive. But then you'd be looking at their feet. It's actually hard to hurt boys like you. Every comment gets you off. Okay, let's unpack this. You might be a virgin, you might not. If you are, that's fine. If you don't want to be a virgin, that's fine too. Other people's opinions on this do not matter. Just kind of ignore that I said that mine doesn't matter either. That's kind of irrelevant. You might jerk off too much, though. The important thing is that that it's easily fixable. The power is in your hands. Your dick shouldn't be in your hands. Okay, beyond right now. This right now is fine. You've probably fucked up asking girls out. Seriously. If you're a guy, you've probably come off as awkward or desperate or maybe even serial killer material. You might be any of those things. Hopefully not the last one, though. And if you are, you should stop, possibly turn yourself in. But anyway, you might be awkward or shy or whatever. And that may have put someone off. That's fine. Almost no one is an expert on something on the first try. You're not dead, you're not in prison, and you're free to try again. I recommend trying the same person. That generally ends poorly. Gonna come yet? Still turned on by this? Just get it over with, finish up, and dispose of it. I'd recommend the garbage or the toilet. Hang on. You can actually put your filth to use. I'm as shocked as you are. You have a compost bin, right? Your parents probably do. God, they'd be ashamed of you. So when you finish, dump it in there. Bacteria will cover that garbage into something useful. Imagine it, your pathetic genetic material being consumed by your betters and turning it into something with far more value. Did that just put you over the edge? You're pretty disgusting. So, that kind of got dark. Your gum's probably out now, though. So, if you want to have kids, go for it. It's a little late to do so with that load, so if disposing it in a degrading or kinky way makes you happy, go for it. Hell, if the idea of licking it up by yourself turns you on, you could even do that. Some people think it's cute. But not me. But some people do. You probably really don't want to think of them right now, though. But remember, that your parents have no right to know or judge you about your turn-ons. The list of people who have a right to comment on your fetishes is fairly short right now. It consists of... that's a short list. It only consists of you. Any sexual partners you have or have had in the past. But... no one else. Let's just leave off on a few pleasant notes. One, you're going to be fine. You have skills, you have talents, you have value. Let me say that again. You have value. For example, if you're the person who wrote this, you're very handsome and delicate. You're not broken, you're not perfect, and no one has any right to expect you to be. Don't get bitter, don't get complacent. 2. I've already said this, but it's important enough to be worth repeating. You are not defined by enjoying this. You are not worthless. You are not disgusting. You're a bit of a pervert, but that's not really anyone else's business. Besides, other people who are into weirder shit than this. But we all pretend we aren't. 3. Things are going to be great. Go out into the world and see how wonderful things actually are. If, after a bad day, you end up feeling gross and ashamed again, give us another listen. I'll set you right. Good luck. Not that you'll really need it.